Hi, this is Chelsea Vale. You have found the Whole Heart Podcast, a podcast for conscious parents who want to do things differently. Parenting the Whole Heart Way is about love, connection, play, and raising our children naturally. It can get, at times, a little bit crunchy. Let's jump in. It's that time of year again, that magical, joyful season celebrated across the world. A time when the days are shorter and the nights are longer, and we seek light in the midst of darkness. If you're north of the equator, you are experiencing fallen leaves and colder days, a sign to our young children that Christmas is coming. I'm not one of those extremists who starts decorating for Christmas the moment my kids are done trick-or-treating. I give it a week or two. But I will say I've dug deeper into this reason for the season, and learned more about the historical roots of the various holidays. I find myself stepping right over Thanksgiving and into Christmas. Our season starts with the changing of the clocks, as this is when the days shorten immediately. This year, my children were able to attend a lantern walk with their friends at school, a Waldorf-inspired kindergarten here in Bend that we absolutely adore. The founder of the school told the story of St. Martinmas. And if you're not familiar, this story is about a soldier who dedicated his life to serving impoverished people that he encountered during the war and eventually led a life of servitude instead of continuing his career as a military man. The children of the school worked so hard for weeks creating lanterns for the lantern walk. It was absolutely adorable. Some of the toddlers had little glass mason jars with a light in it, and my boys made a paper lantern attached to a stick that they had found in the garden at their school. We met at a park by the river just after dark to walk together, lighting up the darkness. This was symbolic of St. Martinmas' work with those less fortunate than him by bringing light into the dark. We brought some canned goods to donate to those in need as a part of the festival, and I found this an absolutely adorable festival that I just delighted in being a part of with my boys, and they were so excited to be a part of something so big. So a few days later, I decided to set up my Christmas tree. I grew up in a Christian home and was raised on the words of the Bible. However, I no longer really identify with being a Christian from a structured religion perspective. I consider myself more agnostic. I believe in a higher power. I believe that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. I believe that Jesus was a man that walked the earth and was a strong example of how to live righteously, but I also believe that we're all connected by love and that as humans, we have an innate desire to do good and be good. I don't necessarily believe that any one religion is right, but that we are all striving for enlightenment. We're striving to reach this higher power. We're striving to reach enlightenment of our soul, and that it's our duty to leave the world a better place with each life that we have, that we owe it to our souls to seek self-actualization, so that when and if our soul is recycled, it can do more good in the next life. I think that our views on creation, afterlife, and how to spend a Sunday shouldn't necessarily separate us the way that they do. And I think that structured religion is the root of all war. If you look, you know, deeply at the root of most of the wars and the cause of most of the wars, structured religion is at the core of many of the issues that we've had worldwide. If we could all just agree to live with love, that we'd probably find world peace. That's a whole other episode, though. I probably won't get into all of that this time. So that being said, Christmas has a history prior to Jesus. So if you're not a Christian, it doesn't mean that you can't engage in the season. In the first centuries AD, non-Christians celebrated the winter solstice. Romans celebrated Saturnalia. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. In honor of Saturn, the god of agriculture, celebrating food, drink, and even Juvenalia, which was a feast honoring children. December 25th was a day that was chosen to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Whether or not that was the exact date, that's the date that Christians have chosen to honor the birth of Jesus. But it wasn't really until the 19th century that Christmas was even embraced by Americans. Christmas has roots in so many other countries that they all have a different historical background. I would really encourage you to look into that. Christmas in the Greek tradition, in Finland, in Norway, in Scandinavian countries, versus Christmas in even Asian countries, they all have different roots, but they're all sort of connected about bringing light into darkness. So in 1828, there were gang riots in New York that caused a need for peace and giving in the country. People began inviting others into their home as a sign of peace and goodwill. Games were played, songs were sung, and children were given gifts to occupy them and also make them part of the celebratory events. And stories began spreading throughout that focused on ideas that we're familiar with now being a part of the season. And we should always be familiar with these things, but peace, love, joy, compassion, and generosity. And that became sort of the focus for the season. Books like A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, things like that came out. And that's sort of where Christmas began to evolve. Evergreen trees stay green throughout the winter. So these became a symbol of life during the cold, barren, dark winter. So by bringing evergreens and mistletoe and holly into the home, this was meant to bring good luck. And this was a sign of life and love. And before there was electricity, homes were filled with candles and lanterns and fireplaces throughout the season because, of course, the days are shorter and the nights are longer. So in some of the northern states, especially if you go all the way up to like Finland and Iceland and Scandinavian countries, it's dark very early there. In fact, it sometimes will get dark at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. It's dark until 10 a.m., et cetera. So they're very short days. So, you know, if you can just imagine some of these homes when there was not electricity, this is how you light your home, is you bring in candles and lanterns and you keep the fireplaces going. So that's become something that we associate with Christmas and with winter. All around the world, winter and Christmas are celebrated in different ways. In Waldorf, this season often starts with Advent. My boys have an Advent wall next week that I'm very excited about being a part of with them. Advent translates loosely into that which is coming. And in the Christmas tradition, it represents the journey of Mary and Joseph to the inn where Jesus was born. If you're not religious, you can still have an Advent spiral or Waldorf celebration ring and light candles or give small trinkets each day leading up to December 21st, the shortest day of the year. In the peak of winter, or you can do it until the 25th. There's no rules on this. It's really just about bringing light into a dark home, spreading joy, compassion, and focusing on peace and joy in your home. You can also make paper chains with young children. I know my son Cannon has been asking me almost every day when we're going to make our paper chain. And I know today's probably going to be the day because he's going to be like, Mom, we changed the calendar. It is now December 1st, which means we need to make our paper chain for this year. And I'm excited because at the lantern walk, I'm sorry, not lantern walk, the walk next week for Advent, my family is actually going to be here. So they get to be a part of that as well, which I hope that they enjoy it as much as I do. My parents are still learning, what is Waldorf? Why do we love Waldorf? Why is this where my grandchildren are going? Because Waldorf is not Christian focused. It doesn't mean that they're atheists. Like a lot of rumors about Waldorf is that because they're not Christian focused, they're atheists. That's could not be further from the truth. Waldorf just really is about reverence and celebrating all love and all belief and all joy and exposing the children to all different walks of life with the idea of acceptance and compassion and love, which I find very beautiful because I feel like I was when I was raised Christian, I grew up with a very separate mentality. Like everybody is to be loved and accepted, but if you're not a Christian, I don't even know if we should be friends. That's kind of maybe that's not what my church friends or pastors wanted me to feel, but that's definitely what I took from a lot of the lessons that I have. And so I wanted something different for my boys. I didn't want them to see people that were not Christian as not to be accepted and welcomed, or that Christian was like the end all be all and the right way to be. So that's one of the things that I love about Waldorf is it's not Christian focused, but it really is all about reverence and spirituality and compassion. So I'm excited to share that with my family. In Germany, Advent is a time of peacefulness. It's a time of cookie making and craft making. My boys and I make a cranberry cake together every year. It's so good. In fact, I'm happy to upload the recipe into the blog at wholeheartcrunchyparenting.com. It may be on my members only page if you haven't joined yet. You can also make paper window stars. I think it's either Palumba or Bella Luna toys, or maybe the both of them that have the paper window star kit that you can buy. Also, you can make ornaments, paper snowflakes from coffee filters, straw stars. These are all typical crafts for the season, and Pinterest is chock full of how-tos for those crafts if you're feeling creative today. Perhaps you could tackle a few of those toy-making projects you've been postponing as well. Making gifts and toys for your children is a fabulous way to avoid over-commercializing such a special holiday. In the past, I've painted things for my boys to put in their stockings, or last year I even made a play tree house for them. But I love painting gnomes, fairies, trees, wooden animals, or little figurines. You can find unfinished acorns and things like that all over Amazon. And then just get some acrylics and a little brush and let the brush lead the way. You can also dye silks for capes or fasten together a felt crown for their dress-up box. Handmade toys are just really a wonderful way to keep the sentiment of toy giving, keep it special. And you know, if you read my blog yesterday, I talk about how when somebody is giving a gift in my home, especially at Christmas time more than ever, I really love for things to be pulled out of their box, unboxed completely, tie a bow around it or add it to a Santa bag or wrap it up in a play silk for them, even wrapped up in brown paper, because I try to separate the toys and products that can be bought at Target or Walmart or Amazon versus what is quote unquote handmade in the toy shop, or what is a gift that was, there's more thoughtfulness to it than something where they see like, oh, this person just saw it at Target and they bought it and they brought it to me. I really want to keep the gift giving special and sentimental and something that they can, you know, really connect to. So I want the toys to look different than they do at, you know, your standard, like I said, Target or Walmart, right? December 6th is celebrated in many countries as St. Nicholas Day, or December 13th is St. Lucia Day. And forgive me if I have those days mixed up. I get the dates sometimes confused. But nevertheless, these are holidays and festivals that extend the spirit of giving beyond the Christian holiday of Christmas. On St. Nicholas Day, kids around the world often leave out their shoes or boots for St. Nick to come by on his white steed through the snow and leave trinkets and candy in their shoes overnight. This is sort of where the idea of Santa Claus came from, that St. Nicholas was an actual saint that walked the earth and spread gifts and joy to young children. Sometimes I wonder if this is where the tradition of stockings came from. But then if you speak to anyone in Finland, they are, or not everyone in Finland, but I did hear a story of in Finland how mushroom foraging during the season is a very important part of the holiday. And some of the mushrooms need to be dried out. And so you hang them in stockings and dry them out over the fireplace. And there's also a psychedelic element to the consumption of the mushrooms that have been dried in the stockings over the fire, and that the northern lights in the sky, I mean, this is the sled that we see in the sky and so forth. So if you listen to Joe Rogan or Tim Ferriss, there's an episode on one of those where a gentleman from Finland talks about the foundation of Christmas actually starting in Finland from mushrooms, and foraging mushrooms was very much a part of his childhood, and how the tradition of stockings and the lights and the sleigh and the chimney and all of that actually began with the foraging of mushrooms, which is a really interesting story and just something to kind of, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know, do with it what you will. Not everybody buys into that, but I actually think there's probably some historical roots that maybe some of those traditions and beliefs, you know, it's like a game of telephone, right? Over the years and the centuries, things sort of change where they came from, and not everybody knows the roots of the story, but it's a very interesting episode if you have a chance to check it out. St. Lucia can be honored with a Scandinavian candle holder, but you don't have to have that. You can use a celebration ring and light up the candles. This little girl is usually dressed in a long white dress with a red sash, has a crown of evergreen leaves with six candles, I think it is, sitting on top of the head. The oldest in the family usually gets up this morning and makes warm or hot cross buns to share with the family. Whatever you make in your home, though, it's really just about, you know, creating a special treat to share together. But warm cross buns can be shared with your family and your friends and your neighbors to celebrate St. Lucia Day. I know I have listeners from around the world, and I would really love to hear from some of you regarding your traditions. America tends to supersize and overprocess just about everything. The attitude here tends to be go big or go home. And quite frankly, it's kind of embarrassing. No season is more embarrassing than Christmas in many ways, the way that we celebrate it here. And we've kind of watered down some things. And there's tends to be a constant overload of greed and gluttony. For my family, we choose to simplify. We buy gifts for Toys for Tots. We enjoy Christmas classics in front of the fireplace with hot cocoa. And we sang Christmas carols together last night as we were walking to a restaurant. But singing Christmas carols on the way to school tends to be, that tends to start from the middle of November all the way through January, if I'm being quite honest. We bake goodies together to share with others. And now that they're old enough, I plan to take them to see the Nutcracker this year. Or perhaps Miracle on 34th Street production is being played downtown. Downtown is just a short walk from home this year. It's along the river here in town where the Christmas lights of all the homes will light our way. And there's just nothing more magical than a white Christmas. This year, now that we're living in Oregon, I look forward to a snowy Christmas morning in our Christmas jammies and really focusing on the joy of the season. One of my boys the other day said, "Mom, I know you're not going to get me a lot of Christmas gifts this year." And I looked at him and I said, "What makes you think that?" He said, "Well, Christmas isn't really about the gifts. And so I wanted to tell you about something else that I'm interested in." And I thought, gosh, that's so sweet. We also enjoy a lot of Christmas books together. And if you haven't discovered yet on my members only page on wholeheartcrunchyparenting.com, I have a book list. And it includes some of our favorite Christmas classics, but also it goes throughout the year. So all of the different books that we like to read seasonally. But if you do frequent your local library, I would really encourage you to look up books by Jan Brett for Christmas, also Elsa Beskow, and the Swedish author, Astrid Lindgren is her name. And she writes some really fantastic books. In fact, I just learned that she's the author of the Pippi Longstocking books, which I absolutely adore. But my favorites for Christmas would be Jan Brett and Elsa Beskow. I really encourage you to simplify this season, really enjoy this time with family and friends, and try to avoid the greed and the commercialism and get back to its historical roots about love, light, laughter, joy. Thank you for listening. Be well.